Chronicles chapter 7. And this is the word that he pointed out. All of these, verse 11, 1 Chronicles 7, verse 11, all of these were the sons of Jediael, according to the heads of their fathers' houses, mighty men of valor. 17,200 able and fit for service in war. 1 Chronicles 7:11. All these were the sons of Jediael, according to the heads of their fathers' houses, mighty men of faith, valor, 17,200 able, and fit for service in war. If you look at verse 1, the sons of Issachar, if you look down, it says, mighty men of valor in their generation. Their number in David's day were 22,000. If you look at verse 5, it says, the kinsmen of all the families of Issachar, mighty men of valor, registered by genealogy, were in all 87,000. Verse 7, the sons of Belah, etc. Mighty men of valor. 22,000. Verse 9. The heads of their fathers' houses, mighty warriors, 20,000. Back to verse 7, mighty men of valor. Mighty men of valor, value. Value. Now, in the realm of the spirit, that would be male and female, wouldn't it?
Amen.
It would have no difference in the outer garments, because every spirit person can be male, or they could be emotional and be female. So I've got some men that are emotional and they're really female. And I've got some women that are really dependent on the spirit and they are males. Am I cheating? No. I'm just trying to show you that a lot of times we misunderstand God. Because his ways are so different than me and you. I would have chosen a specific way of doing things to build a house. And God says, unless he's the father of that building and the coordinator of that building, we're going to have what?
Trouble.
You're going to have a mess. Okay? I also want to give you another thing that I saw. This week as I was driving up Main Street, I have nothing against the people. I have nothing against the people that celebrate the harvest season. I want to remind you that there's a pumpkin on our altar. And I think the harvest season is a wonderful thing. But Satan has perverted it. Okay? And there was a jolt in my spirit as I'm driving up Main Street towards Thorndike, towards my brother and sister's house. And there's a gorgeous home, very well lit, clean, nice. And there are four sticks sticking out of their front porch at an angle towards the street, and on each one is a jack-o'-lantern. And my stomach is stirring. And I'm slowing down, and my stomach is stirring. I said, God, what's wrong? And I heard, these represent four heads that are already dead. What I heard. You say, was it God? I didn't know. So I said, Lord, what about these innocent ones? He says, am I in charge of the innocent? Absolutely. Am I going to teach you about jack-o'-lanterns? No. But I want you to know that your battle is not against flesh and blood. Amen. And there are signals out there declaring that the spirit of death is celebrating its reality in a few days. And they've already got the generation to come so excited about that special day. Amen?
Amen.
And they're all hepped up and they're getting ready and they're spending money and the world loves it. Right? And they're all excited. And what are you supposed to do? What is my job? How can I bring Jesus in the midst of it? How can I bring Jesus and bring life and excitement in the saints and in the children of God? How can I turn this into something awesome for God? It's up to me, isn't it? But this morning, I went a little deeper. Because right down the road, in 1 Chronicles chapter 10, and I'm not going to go into all the details of it, King Saul had disobeyed God. Okay, so here's what happened when Saul died. So Saul died, verse 6. He and his three sons and all his house died together. When all the men of Israel who were in the valley saw the army fled and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook their cities and fled. And the Philistines came and dwelt in them. How many know Gaza is still alive and present today? That's the land of the Philistines. The next day, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, they found Saul and his sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. They stripped Saul, amplified, and took his head and his armor and sent them round about in Philistia to carry the news to their idols and to the people. And they put Saul's armor in the house of their gods, with an S, and fastened the head in the temple of Dagon. And I began to weep inside. And I says, you're confirming what you showed me on Main Street, USA. Not Main Street, Two Rivers. Main Street, USA. There's a worship going on, and the innocent have no clue. They're walking around with little jack-o'-lanterns. Oh, and they're so cute. And they are. But there's a sneak attack going on in our country. I can tell you that 100 years ago, it would not have been thought so cute. But today, we have been asleep. Do you see what these Philistines did with the head of Saul and his children? Verse 11, when all Jabesh Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, and the brave men arose, took away the bodies of Saul and his sons, brought them to Jabesh, and buried their bones under the oak of Jabesh, and then fasted 7 days. What were they doing? They were responding to the instructions of the Most High God. Verse 13, so Saul died for his trespass against the Lord in sparing Amalek. There's the theme of your movie, isn't it? So this was God this morning, because I wouldn't have gone here. I would have liked to preach out of the New Testament this morning. But the Lord said, go to the warriors and tell them there's a war happening. And you're being stolen from, and your children and my grandchildren are being robbed of the truth. And I can do something, but I got to do it God's way. I'm going to hunt for the Lord to find out what he wants me to do. Now, they fasted. That might be your permission. But it's not your instruction. I'm not telling you to go out and fast. I'm telling you to obey the Lord. Go to Him. Search out what's happening. If each one of us, because Scripture says, if my people
who are called by my name
will
gather themselves
humble
themselves.
I don't like humility. It's a pile of uncomfortable stuff. I like to be right. Don't like to be broken.
Amen.
What do I do? Go to Jesus. We found out Mary and Martha went to
Jesus.
If you do go see that movie, you'll find out that the fruits of Saul are visible in Esther's life. Did you hear? If you see the movie, this scripture will come to life for you. For his unfaithfulness is not in not keeping God's word, also for consulting a medium with a spirit of the dead to inquire pleadingly of it, and inquire not so of the Lord in earnest penitence. Therefore the Lord slew him and turned the kingdom over to David, son of Jesse. 1 Samuel 28, verse 6 confirms. What am I saying to you this morning? I'm saying to you that this king disobeyed God and he went over to the occult. There's an occult holiday called Hallow's Eve. You're about to enter that season. You've already got the evidence of it visible on Main Street, Three Rivers, and all of USA. What is needed is some cleansing and some humility by the saints to say, okay, God, how do I go forward? This is a good subject this morning. I didn't think so at all. I didn't want to go here at all. Don't like this subject. Don't like to see demon spirits having a field day in my neighborhood. Don't like it, but it's happening. I want you to go to chapter 11, verse 10. We're going to be looking at David. Chapter 11, verse 10, just a few verses down. Now these are the chiefs of David's mighty men, who strongly supported him in his kingdom, together with all Israel, to make him king according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. So there was a word for the Lord for King David, and the commission was to go forward with it. And this is the number. 30. Of David's mighty men. And it goes on to give you all kinds of information about the mighty men. But now, verse 17. Well, let's look at verse 15. 3 of the 30 chief men went down to a rock to David, into the cave of Adullam. And the army of the Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold of the Philistine garrison, was in Bethlehem, the house of bread. And David longingly said, oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the wells of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. Then the 3 mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem, which was by the gate, and brought it to David. But David was not drinking. He poured it out to the Lord. Notice what happened to David. He was no longer selfish for the water. And said, my God forbid that I should do this thing. Shall I drink blood of these men that have put their lives in jeopardy? For at the risk of their own lives, they brought it, so that he could not drink it, These things did these three mighty men. But the lesson is, again, King David had been flipped over. Saul would have drank the water because he was selfish and he wanted it his way. David was a man after God's own heart. And King David became the father of
Jesus.
Come on.
Jesus.
Yeah. Who's inside of
us?
Look at the connection. Look what you can learn about the ways of the heart of a man that became a father of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You know, that gives me hope. That means that even if I've been selfish, that I won't stay selfish because His Spirit is inside of me. Isn't that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the man that changed. He had a desire. His flesh was normal. Tell your neighbor, your flesh is normal. It likes water when you're thirsty. But you won't drink it if you're concerned about those who have suffered to bring it. Ah. See, why has his heart been changed? Because of the things he
has been through,
has suffered.
Ooh.
Why is my heart changed? Why is your heart being changed? Sister Yvonne, when you were 19, how would you have thought about that glass of water coming from three helpers?
I would have drank it too.
But you see, David was changed, challenged by the reality of the revelation of the Holy Ghost. He was an anointed vessel of the Father to prepare the way for the coming king. Not, you know, his own son, because he had some. But the great king, the Most High God, had a son prepared, ready in the wings to come on the scene. And he was watching. Is there somebody that's going to break open and begin to plead for the real king to come forward in the real city of the Most High God? Which is spiritual. We've got mighty men of valor here. Mighty people of God. The last verse is 12:22. Read these chapters on your own because you'll learn a lot more. There's a lot more in here. But my focus is to give you what he's trying to make us understand. As the house of prayer is seeking to obey the Lord, I believe he's in the process of bringing in mighty men of valor. Those are male and female. Verse 22 says, "For at that time, day by day, men kept coming to David to help him until there was a great army like the army of God."
Good.
Come on. That's what we're all about. You're not going to do it on your own. We're going to need thousands. Are you catching on? "For at that time, day by day, men kept coming to David to help him until there was a great army, like the army of God, the army of the Most High." And immediately I saw Joel chapter 2. And I don't want you to go there, but you can visit later on if you have a chance. Joel chapter 1 and 2 shows you that this is a day where we're being formed. And we need each other. And it doesn't matter which group you belong to, or did belong to, or going to belong to. What is important is you're here today.
Amen.
And you're hearing this word so that it will come to life to you this day.
Yes.
and that you will take it and run to Jesus and say, what does this really mean to me? And what is my job? My job. What is my job? What am I supposed to be? Can I believe that I can be a man of valor? A person of value to the army of God?
Yes.
Can I believe that he wants to use... Hello, me. Here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to have your Bibles closed and put maybe on your chair or on the floor. Music. Not too loud. And if you're willing, not only just to be used, all right, but to go forward with God. Go forward. Not to be fearful of what his plans are for you. Not to be fearful that he is going to do something awesome in you. But that you are needed in the army of God. Now it's an army that's kind of different than the army that we have in the natural.